Parshas Bechukotai, the topic of Halacha Shir, the parsha of Tu Amedim BaTorah. We're 2 weeks prior to Shavuos night. Many of us will be staying up during the night, which will lead to questions regarding to the Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah is a bracha d'oraisa. Why Poiskim hold is the Raisa. That needs to be said when you learn Torah. So first of all, we'll see the sources. What's the question about? And we'll see the question, the issues that arise during Shavuos, or any night you stay up all night. We'll see ways to solve the problem. And we'll discuss things together. Maybe find another solution. The Gemara in Brachos, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Hishkim Lishnais. A person gets up to learn Ad Shelo Kora Kriya Shema. He's learning before davening. He hasn't yet said Kriya Shema. He needs to say Birkas HaTorah. He's about to learn. He has to say Birkas HaTorah. But Misha Kora Kriya Shema, if he's learning only after he said Kriya Shema, Ein Tzorech Levorech. There's no need to make Birkas HaTorah. Why not? Shekva Niftar Ba'avo Rabo. Avo Rabo, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfad, Arvas Oilom. Right? So we mentioned them saying Bidibeinu Lo, Nul Askir, Yishmael Yimoyed Elamed. We're discussing Torah. Birkas, that bracha of Avo Rabo, will patter you from Birkas HaTorah. There's no need to say Birkas HaTorah, only if you haven't yet said Avo Rabo. What?
The Shia is over.
It's over.
The Shia is over. There's no longer a problem.
Oh, 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 oh. She is starting now. Let's see. Huh?
You made a strong point. All right. We're going to say Avarabo.
When till then?
What?
When till you say Avarabo? You doing a Shavuos morning?
Shavuos morning.
Do you know how long it takes to have Loitz Shach and Avarabo? It's over an hour. So what happens in that hour? People learning that hour.
I have a rabbi. We'll cover.
Will, but whatever. In the meantime, this is Hishkim Nishnois. Hishkim Nishnois actually called Kriya Shema. So the Varech. Mar says, you're learning before your Kriya Shema, you have to make Birkas HaTorah. So let's see. We'll see. Lat. We'll get there. It says this verse. It says in Yerushalmi that when does Ava Rabba patter? Vehu sheshono al atar. Only if he immediately after the davening he started to learn Torah. Only then does it work. But if there's a break, you're saying Avo Rabo, daven, then later on you learn there's been a hefsek. That's what Yerushalmi says. But the Gemara says the Avo Rabo patters Birkas HaTorah. It's only if you learned la'altar, so immediately after davening, you sat down and learned. But otherwise, it's a hefsek. Says Toisvus, v'nishal la'rav b'yitzchok. The Re was asked the question. Kegoin onu, like us, we're working people. That straight after shachris, we run to the office. We run straight after shachris. Maybe we're in the train. Davening Shachris, and straight after Shachris we run to the office, and we trudim v'holchim, we're busy b'lei limud, without learning ad emtza hayoyim, oh yes sir, sometimes a bit more, but That's what's expected to end Sayyim to midday. No. So what's going to be? Why don't we have to make Birkas HaTorah again? True, we said Birkas HaTorah in the morning, but since we have this big gap when we're working, so in the afternoon when we come and learn, why don't we have to say Birkas HaTorah again? The same way the Rishalmi says that the Avarabo only works for the altar, only works for the immediate, only we learned immediately. There's been a gap, it doesn't work. So our Birkas HaTorah we said in the morning doesn't cover if there's been a gap, and we have a gap till the afternoon. So why don't we have to make a new Birkas HaTorah in the afternoon? This is what the Re was asked. Answers, Re, two answers. Number one, we don't hold like the Yerushalmi. The Babri doesn't mention such a criteria, it has to be immediately. And therefore, the Birkas HaTorah say in the morning, good parts of the evening, the Pesedah. That's one shot. A second shot, he says, that only did in Avara, only by Avarabba. Avarabba is not a bracha special to Torah. So there has to be media so we can see that we can connect them. So it should be visible, evident, the Avarabba is for the Torah, so you have to learn straight away. Birkas HaTorah, you don't need to. Olav Yadenu, says the Re, if there's a gap between Birkas HaTorah and when you learn, it doesn't matter. Why is it by Birkas HaTorah you make a bracha in the morning, go out to work, come back, you're covered? Why is it in sukkahs I have my breakfast, I said leishev basukah, I go out, come back, have my lunch, make a bracha again? What's the difference? Why is it the Birkas HaTorah of the morning covers me for the whole day, and this Birkas HaSukkah of Leishev HaSukkah only covers me from the adjacent meal, but not for the next meal? Maishno, what's the difference?
You should have Torah on your mind.
Oh, very good, very good, Mordechai. Oh, very excellent. Yesh Leimar, the Shani Torah She'eino Miyayish Daita B'Kol Shah. A person never disconnects from Torah, because all the time a person is mechuyev lilmoid. You see, v'gise bo yoyim am v'layla, v'aviki yeshev kol hayoyim b'leyefsek. Since a person is obligated to learn Torah day and night, it's always there. We never disconnect. We're always connected to the Torah. We have to work, true, but mostly we, the back of our mind, we're obligated on Torah, obligated on Torah, obligated on Torah. So we never disconnected. Mashengi my sukkah. You finish your meal. There's a break. Yes. Excellent question. What restrooms? Even in the restroom. First of the halachas in the restroom. The hilchos beis hakisei. Even without that, it's still you're still obligated. You can't. Like when you're working, you're obligated, but you can't. Mashenkin besukkah. Not obligated. I have finished my meal. We're finished. I'm not obligated to go in the sukkah right now. You have other commitments you've taken upon yourself. Yes?
It's not relevant that what someone doesn't do what they're supposed to do. They completely disconnect and waste their time. So then that's not relevant. All that's relevant is that they have an obligation. And therefore, they're in the middle of it.
So, you're raising a very, very important point. What happens to a person who doesn't live? He's not the level, he's thinking all the time, I need to learn. He blacks out. Once he leaves shul, he's in a different world, till the evening. So Maisa, it's a machlokes. How to learn that? The Morgan Avron, Paschus in the Shulchan Aruch. I should probably bring that down. That only a person who had Das, who it's on his mind, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. But Roy Poskim understands that even if Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Beis Siman Mem Zayin Siv Katan Chav Beis Mashmash Misha Ein Darko Lilmoit. He doesn't learn Bechal. Even if he has spare time, he doesn't learn. V'nim Nach Lilmoit Zo Lachzor Levorich. If he didn't plan to learn, he now learns. He's going to have to make a new bracha. But the Meisah V'Taz Kosav Lehepich. The mashma, that since you're obligated, then there's no hepsik. Okay. So what have we discovered? Shitas hari, that birkas ha-Torah is an ever-going, since you're always obligated, there's no hepsik. But then, continues the Tosfos, and we meet a surprise, two surprises. For your oimer rabbeinu tam, kishadam oimed b'mitasei balayla. A person gets up early, before dawn, lilmoit. It's winter. Alois hashachar is 6 o'clock. This person gets up at 5. It's still night. Says Rabbeinu Tam, she'ein tzorach b'birkas ha-Torah. This person, he just had a full night's sleep. It's 5 o'clock a.m. He has his morning chavrusa. It's still night. He doesn't make birkas ha-Torah, says Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Why not? Mipnei she'birkas ha-Torah should esmol poteres at shachris acheres. Birkas ha-Torah works from shachris to shachris. So since you're not yet holding my shachris, you're still covered by yesterday's birkas ha-Torah. Says Tosfos v'loy nehira. And Tosfos argues, you do have to make birkas ha-Torah. Makara. Why is it Tosfos? Forget Rabbeinu Tam right now. Tosfos learns you do have to make birkas ha-Torah. Tosfos said that you can make the bracha in the morning, you cover till the night. Why is it if you slept, you do have to make birkas ha-Torah? What's the reason? Because here, Shitas HaTosis is, it's only if it's on your mind. When a person is awake, he's conscious, it's on his mind, he has to learn Torah. True when he's working. When a person is asleep, he's like dead. That's a hepsik. The reholds, it's all to do with the hepsik. So when you're awake and conscious, then you're still connected to your old bracha. But once you go to sleep, then you made the hefsek. You have to you like the sukkah. You like the guy coming back to his sukkah to make a new bracha. You come to learn again. You have to make a new bracha. So if you get up early midnight, you've been disconnected, and therefore you have to make a new bracha. Yes. I know, but the obligation is on his mind, maybe subconsciously. That's all true when a person is awake. You can't tell me when a guy's asleep, he's subconsciously aware that he's still.
But he's making a headset, cannot take power, but he's still obligated there. So when he sleeps, he also is not too obligated anymore.
I thought the obligation changed. The Gisa Bayam of Alayla. But his mind is definitely disconnected because he's asleep. He's not aware that he still has to learn right now. He's not aware of his obligation when he's asleep. Yes? Exactly. 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 Says Mordechai correctly. It's nothing to do with night. It's to do with hefsek.
So according to Tosfos, he will make the Echad Torah and then make it again by Shachos?
Which Tosfos? No, he won't make it again. No, he won't make it again.
He wakes up. It's still
night. Right, he says because of Torah.
But that's still going for the previous
night. We have two shittas. Remember, we have Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam. So according to the Ri, says you make a bracha when you wake up. So there's no need to make a new bracha because there'd be no hefsek. This new bracha keeps you going till next time you go to sleep.
So it doesn't have to do with night and day.
But Rabbeinu Tam argues. Rabbeinu Tam says, even if you wake up, you don't have to make a bracha. And he says, it's from shachris to shachris. So Rabbeinu Tam's learning differently. Birkas ha-Torah is like Birkas ha-Shachar. Every morning we say Birkas ha-Shachar. Nosen stechev vino rabchi ben yeim ha-Veroilo. Shol sediko tzorki. Shloyosani oved. Shloyosani isho. Likewise, with Birkas ha-Shachar, we also say Birkas ha-Torah. It's the same thing.
So
when do you say Birkas ha-Shachar? from Shacharis to Shacharis. That's what it's about.
Is waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning without going to the bed at some? You don't say it.
Right. Right. So therefore, we're going to have. What's the nafkamina of all this? There'll be about three nafkaminas. A person who's up the whole night. Person didn't go to sleep at all. So according to the Re, when would you say Birkas HaTorah? Doesn't. Because he's still connected. He hasn't disconnected from his Torah. It's ongoing. So he doesn't say Birkas HaTorah. Going to Rabbeinu Tam, once you hit Shacharis, boop, now you're obligated. Doesn't matter you've been awake. Another nafkamina, a person has a midday nap, a shnas kva, a midday nap, a big one, a good one. So let's work it out. According to the Re, what's the din? You have to make it, being a hefsek. So you have to make Birkas HaTorah when you wake up after your midday snooze. If it's a shnas kva, a good one. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, not.
Shnas kva by sukkah, which you know that you have to have sukkah, if you do the math, it ends up being like 45 seconds, so then half
minute. Now that's shnas arai. By sukkah, even shnas arai is called shnas kva, by sukkah. By sukkah, even a shnas.
But that's it, meaning, but isn't it based on the fact that your mind is out of it at that point? So why is shnas kva, why wouldn't that be the bracha at that point? Because your mind's out of it.
Maybe it's not enough. Maybe to be disconnected, it's not. In sukkah, it's not the issue of being mind out, mind not. Suddenly you get refreshed from a shnas arai.
So then what is it, about a half an hour?
What shnas kva for sukkah or for Birkas HaTorah? It doesn't say. It doesn't say mafurash. That's why I have different opinions. Even the Mishmur doesn't bring them. It's not clear. So I can't go into that. It's half an hour, 3 hours. Fine. What's the halacha? Now this is very nogea. What's the halacha? Set the shulchan aruch and say mem zayin. Im hifsik melilmoid. Sorry. Shnas kva b'yoyim al nitosay. Person had a good, he's on his bed. He went to sleep by day. Have you hefsek? Have to make a new Birkas HaTorah. V'yesh oimrim. Do I have you hefsek? What's that? It's a benutam. V'chein noagu. And that's the minhag, not to make a new Birkas HaTorah. Because of Rabbeinu Tam. So I'm a brachas levakel. But there are many achronim who hold that it's not even a sofer brachas lakel. The Mishnah Berurah brings down other shittas. Belechem chamudo is kosav. Veli nire shemavarech tov alav bracha. Should make a bracha. Chen noeg marav. Chen iskim afri chodosh. Shem berushin vachronim. Kach kosav agro. Ken hitik achay odom lalocha. So he brings, even though the minhag is not to make a bracha, there are many gdoida achroinim who paskin should make a bracha. Fine. Now, so that's when you sleep by day. What happens to the person who sleeps, who's up the whole night? Okay, so during the, he's up the whole night, so we're fine. During the night, no question. You're up, you're continuing your learning. Everyone agrees there's no need for a bracha. When you hit dawn, when you hit Alois HaShachar, now you get things get reversed. It's the opposite of Shnas Kva. Now, when you hit Alois HaShachar, according to the Re, what happens? Nothing. Don't need to make a bracha, because there'd be no hefsek. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you hit Alois HaShachar, you have a chiyuv, because HaShachar, of Birkas HaTorah. What's the halacha? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sofek brachas lehakel. Don't make a bracha. If you can, can hear from someone else, very nice. If there's someone else making a bracha, listen to him, ask him to be motzi. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, listen, for some people, I have an eitzah that they can make their own birkas haTorah when people are up the whole night. Who are these people? These are people who had a nap the day before. People who slept a shnas kva the day before. Many people, especially this year. This is a Shabbos Sunday, right? So people, mustama, are going to have a good Shabbos shlof. In order, they should be able to survive and be up the whole night. So what's going to happen? When they wake up from the Shabbos shlof, the minhag is not to make a bracha. So therefore, not going to make a bracha. When you come to the next morning, they've been up the whole night, hit Ares HaShachar, says Rabbi Kveiga, now you'll chayv a birkas haTorah mimon efshach. Here according to all opinions, you have to make a birkas haShachar. Why? Because haTorah. Everyone's going to agree now. Why? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, once you got to Shachris, you have to make birkas haTorah. According to Re, that you don't make a birkas haTorah because of Shachris, but you owe a birkas haTorah from yesterday's nap. From yesterday's nap, you made the hefsek. You owe birkas haTorah from then. Granted, you didn't say birkas haTorah because you were in Suffolk, but now we're all merging together. All shittas now merge together on the same point. When you hit Ares HaShachar, you chai birkas haTorah mimon efshach. Yes. But you see, the Reed doesn't care about days, because Horaya, the Reed says if a guy's up for 36 hours, you made your bracha in the morning, it keeps on going, even the next day. There's no din of day.
No, what fixes afternoon
that's a little time.
So why should it?
So you wait 2 weeks and you do it retroactively?
No, because he lost it. Because he made a new bracha afterwards. Like 2 weeks, and but according to Reed, there's no din of days. It's hefsek. It's from hefsek to hefsek. What did you say?
I'm saying that saying birkas haTorah, it's not just the mitzvah to do. It's actually a point of it's a matzir to work.
So how do you know that? Right. You said something. How do you know that? Where are you coming from? How do you know that?
Well, the answer is that you can't. Everyone can do. You can't learn Torah until you listen to the Torah.
Yeah, the chiyuv birkas haTorah. I mean. We'll try and look into that.
Rabbi Elitam says Shabbos.
Right. Not the Reed.
The Reed says sleep may make me be a chassidora.
Since we didn't do it, since the meaning is not to do it, so we haven't yet, we still owe that birkas haTorah in the Reed. We still owe it.
Why is your ambiguity? I mean, if
the Shulchan Aruch said that shnas kva b'yoyim, it's a machloikas between Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. When machmir sober brachas da'akel, we don't make a bracha. Since according to Rabbeinu Tam, your midday nap doesn't require bracha, because not you already got your bracha from shacharis, you already covered. So if the minhag ha'olam is not to make a bracha, so we still owe it from there. The chiddush
Rabbeinu. So we follow Rabbeinu Tam.
The chumra sober brachas da'akel when machmir the dvarav. Only the chumra, not the kula. We're machmir for him by the midday nap. We're make on him when he comes to Aloysius Shachar. If a person was near Kor HaLaila, even though Rabbeinu Tam said you can make a bracha in Aloysius Shachar, we don't follow him. So our bracha is lakil. So when a person had a nap and he's up all night, then you chayv him on of Shach. The tricky part over there is what about your Ava Rabba of Ava Seidim of the night? Did that bother you? Just no. Okay, now what happens if a person is learning? Okay, he slept on Shabbos. Shavuos night, Baruch Hashem was able, successful. Neis, he's up the whole night. He's steiging with his chavrusa. It's going great. He's mamash chazering and he's got Aroiz HaShachar. He's in the middle of the sugya. Shachris is over an hour later. You see? Because the Shachris, you do nets. Between Aroiz HaShachar and net. So quite some time. He's in the middle of his learning. But now he has a Rabbi Kivega. When he gets Aroiz HaShachar, you have Mimon of Shach. Right? Does he have to stop right then and say the Birkas HaTorah? We could wait. We'll wait till someone comes and meets everyone. Says Rav Vosna in Shul Shevet HaLevi, you have to stop right now. To stop right now and make your own Birkas HaTorah. Cannot wait till someone else meets you. Even though we found in other mitzvahs, he is chil beheter. You started beheter. You can wait. Dikas chometz, a person was doing a melacha the day before dikas chometz, and he's keeping going. If you nitzvah beheter, going to shulchan aruch, he comes to love dikas chometz. Don't have to stop. Nitzvah beheter, sfira saimer. Person is having a meal. He's having a meal starting before the night. His meal is continuing. Right? Yesterday I was at a wedding. The chuppah was at 5:30. So they start the meal before the night, but the meal continues into the night. Does he have to stop his meal for Sfira Soimer? Does he have to stop? No, because Hischel Be'etzer. This guy was learning. He was Hischel Be'etzer. Do we say he can continue into the day? There's a boss and no. Why? Yes?
Yeah, I mean, working under the premise, I guess it's finished, I don't know, that Birkas HaTorah is a mocker, if you hold that way, and you realize that's up for discussion, then that's not comparable. The reason you can't be Moscow before, within half an hour of Shia, is because you may come to forget it and not to miss with the clock. That's not the concern over here. The concern over here is you can't say one word of Torah, because you're exhausted to do so, and so you're on the rock.
Chivan tele divra vozna ada sofi mamish u mechavan dvorov. So there's a vozna that's different. By sphira soim this time. L'chatchila, you can't start a meal, you may come and forget. But once you start a beta and you still have time, there's still another 10 hours of night, so you're allowed to continue. You start a beta, comes to dikas chometz, there's still time. So you do dikas chometz in 2 hours time. Ma'ashenken over here by Torah. Right now you're mechuyev. Every word is mechayev. So you can't say, I started beheter, I'll say later on. Every word you're learning is he says beheter like you. But you have a chiyuv right now to say Birkas HaTorah. You can't delay it. You can't push it off. Therefore, you have to, he says Rav Vosna, whoever's in the Kvega Matzav, and he has now chiyuv vadai, then he must stop right now and say Birkas HaTorah. He cannot wait. But we can ask a question. Now, why is there anyone? Yeah. Okay. What about a person who didn't sleep all night, who didn't have a nap the day before? What does that guy do when he comes to Aroiz HaShachar? He's an Aroiz HaShachar. He didn't have a nap. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he must make a bracha. According to Ri, he doesn't. So what does he do? Does he make a bracha now, the Maisa? A person is up all night. It's a Reis HaShachar. Kun the Rabbeinu Tam, you have to make a bracha. Kun the Ri, you can't. There's been no hefsek. So what does the guy do? Does he make a bracha? No. Sofer bracha is lakel. Doesn't make a bracha. Okay. Should this guy stop learning? This guy is in a situation of sofer brachas lakel. Is it better for him to shat his sefer and take a walk, go to the mikveh, do chesed, bikur cholim, nichum aveilim, looking at other things to do? Or learn Torah even though he's in a sofek? But maybe it's better not to do the mitzvah. If you're losing, you're entering the realm of Sofer Brachas Lakel. Now we have a precedence for this.
That would be the whole answer. Or should he actually take a nap?
Or maybe just take a nap. It's all part of the question. Now we have a precedence for this.
Is going for a walk or going to a mikveh called a hefsek?
He's not learning. He's not learning. Ashrecha, Mordechai, Ashrecha. Ah. Ashreinu. If it's an oynes, even Tamei Yachamim, they have oynes in the bathroom, they can't. Hiru, you don't make a bracha on Hiru. So let's see. We have a precedence for this. In Hilchus, in Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, it says over there, by Slichus, they would say Slichus before dawn, before Alois HaShachar. Says the Levush, the Chazan should wear a talis. Gilmidas, Chazan, he has to wear a talis. Now, even though wearing a talis, a daytime talis to wear at night, is an achleikus, whether you need to say Birkas Tzitzis or not, it's an achleikus. But Sofer Brachas Lakel, and therefore we shouldn't say the bracha. Should wear the talis and not say the bracha. Says the Taz, why? Why would a person want to wear a talis and not make a bracha? Mapitom, why should he do a mitzvah and bring himself in a situation of Sofer Brachas Lakel? Rather, he should borrow his friend's talis, and you're definitely not, you have no mitzvah to wear your friend's talis. You should avoid the situation. Don't wear a talis, being mechayv yourself with a mitzvah, and maybe have to make a bracha. Preferable to avoid the mitzvah, take your friend's talis, so you would definitely not be mechayv the mitzvah. So is it the same thing by us? The same way that you avoid wearing your own talis. Don't be mekayim a mitzvah and rely on Sofer Brachas Lakel. So maybe a person shouldn't learn. Wait till hear the Birkas HaTorah from someone else to avoid being in a situation doing a mitzvah without the bracha. Is that a good comparison? Only gives it to him a Torah Maras Lachzir. You can't make a bracha on your friend's talis, if it's his. If he gives it to you, Pesaita. He only gives it to you as a matana. Can't make a bracha. When kids go to Gan, and they forget the tzitzis, the Ganana tells the kid, hold your friend's tzitzis and make the bracha. It's a mistake. You can't make a bracha on someone else's tzitzis. So is it the same? Amodchai. But is the case of post Alos HaShachar where you're in Sofik brachas, is it better to learn and not make a bracha, or it's better to avoid the mitzvah completely and don't learn?
There's no
chiyuv
ever
to wear tzitzis. Says Mordechai, this ain't a doima. I'm not mechuyev to wear a talis and enter the Sofik brachas l'akel. But by Torah, I'm ready mechuyev. I'm ready for Torah. Why should I stop because of the bracha? Okay, now let's now finalize where we're holding. So fine, most of us, okay, when I was in yeshiva, so Shavuos night, so I knew in the morning I have Rabbi Kivega, I have a nap Erev Shavuos, up the whole night, morning you have Rabbi Kivega, you have to make a bracha in one of them, make your own bracha. And Rosh Shiva told me, "Oy vavoy, a person shouldn't be in a situation that he's relying on Rabbi Kivega. It shouldn't happen. You should never get into that place of Rabbi Kivega. Why? Because according to Rabbi Kivega, what are you doing? You're having your midday nap. You actually, according to the main opinions, you're obligated to be Birkas HaTorah. That means you've spent your whole Shavuos night from the nap. The whole night you were doing, you were mevatel your mitzvah deraisa of Birkas HaTorah till the morning. What should I do? When you say a ma'ariv avas olam, you have kavana to mechaven to patzer Birkas HaTorah, and straight after davening say a pasuk. You should be covered for your Shavuos night. A person should bring, make sure, if you can, remember, to be covered. You don't want to spend Shavuos night, where according to many opinions, you're obligated to say Birkas HaTorah. You had your nap, you made your hefsek. What can you do? So when you daven ma'ariv, have in mind an avas olam, have in mind Birkas HaTorah, and you should be covered till the morning. When it comes to the morning, what's going to happen? You won't have a mikveh. You'll be like everyone else. You wait till someone else will be part of you. What I would like to, a point I'd like to raise. I'm not saying aloha lemaitse. I didn't speak to any poiskim. My point is there's something a bit tragic that happens. What do you mean by tragic? Because if we have a free Shavuos snooze, Shnas Kva, Mi'ikar Hadin Yuchayev Birkas HaTorah. So what happens? So if a person could potentially have his whole Shavuos night, he's learning, he's Mevatel Birkas HaTorah. Fine. Till the morning, does it great. Okay, here's his bracha. Now what happens? He has his Shavuos davening, Baruch Hashem, Mamash, Achizuk, Achius, Shavuos davening. He comes home, has his Yom Tov meal, and then what happens? He's Baruch Hashem, since Shavuos came in, he hasn't been covered with Birkas HaTorah. Till Shacharis came, he wasn't covered. Shacharis comes, Sof, Baruch Hashem, Shechionu v'kimonu, we got our Birkas HaTorah. Ah! Now, I'm covered. Daven Shacharis, have a Yom Tov meal, and then what happens? Bedtime! Oho, we have a Shnas Kva. Oho. A Gesunte Shnas Kva. So it comes out that we only covered just before Shacharis, we're covered. Then we have our meal, and we go back to sleep, and we get up, and we're vital, we lost our Birkas HaTorah again. We make a din, then we're vital, not covered anymore. So we spend the rest of our Shavuos without Birkas HaTorah. It comes out that 90% of Shavuos you without Birkas HaTorah. So the first part, you have a solution, be mechaven in ma'ariv, and at least you'll be covered there. But now we have a second part where we're not uncovered. We're not covered. My child thought, well, if you're a mamash, a gibor, a godoil, you won't go to sleep. That's for tremendous people, very strong people. Okay, that's like, what can we do? I have a suggestion. I didn't speak to Tamil Chomim. So, our time's up. So we'll have to leave it. Maybe it's better to say Yatish Shmai because I don't want to mash anyone. Anyway, something to think about. Ask your LOR, local Orthodox rabbi, ask what does he suggest, what does he have to say? Is there any solution to fix up that we should be covered with Birkas HaTorah on Shavuos afternoon as well? Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.
Was there a Pinkus or something?
What?
Was there a Pinkus who said, oi, va'avoy, that you should come to that statement?
No. It was Rabbi Yosef Levi.
Yosef Levi?
Yeah. The son-in-law of Feldman. Rabbi
Of Aaron Feldman?
Yes, his son-in-law.